I know you're out there. I know that you're afraid. You're afraid of us. You're afraid of change. I don't know the future. I didn't come here to tell you how this is going to end. I came here to tell you how it's going to begin. I'm going to hang up this phone, and then I'm going to show these people what you don't want them to see. A world without rules and controls, without borders or boundaries. A world where anything is possible. Where we go from there is a choice I leave to you.
The Chris Ann Hall Show.
Any varmint that crosses that lady's path has met its match.
Come on!
Rise and shine, liberty-loving patriots. Welcome to the Chris Ann Hall Show. Chris Ann Hall here. KRISANNEHALL.com. Liberty over security. Let me mention to you one more time. Liberty over security. This is a really, really big deal. I don't know, we're not covering this in the media like we should be, but this is a really, really big deal. I'm gonna talk about this again today because we're about to lose this discourse. We are about to lose this conversation. If Mitch McConnell has his way, we will lose this conversation over government intrusion in our lives, in our secure, in our personal property, in our telephone conversations, in our internet traffic. We are going to lose this conversation. And we need to be thankful, in the very least, that we are forced to have this conversation every year. Because right now, the Patriot Act provisions of Section 215 are going to expire at the end of this month. Expiring at the end of this month, unless Congress does something about it. And because this is being thrust into public discourse, it makes people in government uncomfortable. They don't want us to know what's going on. Mitch McConnell would not have us have this discussion for another 4 years. And so then after 4 years of not discussing it, it's quite likely that it'll be not even a blip on our radar. The reason that we have growing concerns about the government's metadata collection is because it is something that is thrust in front of our eyes, and in the very least, once a year. More so thanks to Edward Snowden. And I wonder, if Mitch McConnell has his way, what happens to the voice of Edward Snowden? And so here's the problem. The real problem. Because the real problem is they don't want this discussion because they don't want you to know what they're doing. And the longer we don't know what they're doing, the more they can do without us knowing. That's the whole deal. They're irritated by the fact that we are involved in their secret operations. They're irritated by the fact that they have to discuss with us the things that concern national security. I mean, look at TPP. We talked about that already. The fact that it's the entire proposed legislation is under lock and key. Nobody can see it. Why? The president says, because you don't need to know yet. Operations of the government are on a need-to-know basis, and the people don't need to know. So our government has completely forgotten the fact that Jefferson wanted us, and our founders wanted us to understand that governments are instituted among men deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. And they want us to trust them to operate in secret for our good. This is absolutely the most ridiculous thing. Now, the Washington Times, a journalist by the name of David Sherfinsky, has brought to my attention an opinion piece written by Senator Marco Rubio, your beloved future president wannabe, in regard to this Patriot Act bulk metadata collection. And he has written, Marco Rubio, has written an opinion piece to let us know that there's no reason we should be worried about the government violating our liberty, violating our Fourth Amendment, violating their restriction on our inalienable rights, violating our right, because the Fourth Amendment does read the right of the people, not a privilege bestowed by the government. And Marco Rubio's okay with that, and he's going to defend that, and he's going to tell us we don't have anything to worry about because they say so. This is probably a very disturbing piece if you are a lover of liberty. And if anyone is going to defend Marco Rubio in this, if anyone is going to continue to accept Marco Rubio as a real presidential candidate, then those people, as I have said already, those people have no right to be upset about someone walking on a flag, spitting on a flag, or burning a flag, or desecrating the name of America, or refusing to say the Pledge of Allegiance. You see, Marco Rubio, in this statement, is desecrating America, defiling our liberty, and wrapping himself in the flag to do it. This is absolutely disgusting. And this is why I said that he will never have my support again. You know me, I don't talk about endorsements. But this is something that cannot be ignored. On May 10th, on Mother's Day of all days, Marco Rubio releases this statement, and I quote, "Today our nation faces a greater threat of terrorist attack than any time since September 11th, 2001, because of the dedicated work of the U.S. intelligence, military, and law enforcement personnel. Americans have been largely kept safe for almost 14 years. A major contributor to this success has been the development and use of counterterrorism tools such as those authorized under the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act and Patriot Act," end quote. Now, this is not the total of his speech, but I'm going to stop there. Because you cannot point to a single terrorist attack that has been legitimately thwarted by bulk metadata collection. That is a false lie. That is absolute propaganda. And he cannot point to a single instance where this intrusion upon our liberty has thwarted an attack. Now, I think it's funny because quite often, I'm sure somebody's going to try to say, well, we just don't know about it. They've just stopped them, and because it's top secret, we don't know about it, but we have to trust that they did that. No, I'm sorry. That's too much trust. No, I can't afford the government that much trust to destroy that much liberty. Beginning again with Marco Rubio's statement, quote, After the September 11 attacks, the federal government mobilized to defend the country and prevent further loss of innocent life. This included NSA's collection of bulk telephone metadata. End quote. Again, you cannot point to any truth in this in reality. Continuing, quote, bulk metadata includes phone numbers, the time and duration of calls, nothing else. No content of any phone call is collected. The government is not listening to your phone calls or recording them unless you are a terrorist or talking to a terrorist outside the United States. End quote. Oh, that should make you feel warm and fuzzy inside. The very government that defines terrorists. The very government who discerns who a terrorist is and what a terrorist means is now determining whether they should be listening to your phone conversations or not. I'll remind you what our government has declared in 2009 and most recently in 2014, what a terrorist is. In 2009, the Department of Homeland Security described a terrorist as a right-wing extremist. And they said right-wing extremism in the United States can be broadly divided into those groups, movements, and adherents that are primarily hate-oriented, based on the hatred of particular religious, racial, or ethnical groups, and those that are mainly anti-government, rejecting federal authority in favor of state or local authority, or rejecting government authority entirely. It may include groups and individuals that are dedicated to a single issue, such as opposition to abortion or immigration. It also, in this 2009 report, declares that veterans are a source, one of the largest sources of domestic terrorism. And now, in a recent report from 2013, I think I said 2014 before, but this is 2013, January 2013, in a training given to the Department of Defense on extremism, they now say that nowadays, instead of dressing in sheets or publicly espousing hate messages, many extremists will talk about individual liberties, state rights, and how to make a world a better place. So now that you know that the government is only listening to the conversations of terrorists, according to Mr. Rubio, how does that make you feel on the inside, knowing what the definition of terrorist is by our government? Our government is not limiting the definition of terrorist to Al-Qaeda. No, a terrorist is someone who is opposed to abortion or opposed to immigration. A terrorist is someone who rejects federal authority in favor of state or local authority. A terrorist is someone who talks about individual liberties and states' rights. How to make a world a better place, according to the government, makes you an extremist terrorist. But Mr. Rubio says, oh, don't worry, these are only the people that were listening to their phone conversations. Unless you're a terrorist. Come on now. We got to do better than that.
Show. She's Liberty's lobbyist.
So, government bulk metadata collection. Mr. Rubio says we shouldn't worry about that. Perhaps we should just let Mitch McConnell pass a law that says they can do this for the next 4 years without any discussion whatsoever. Bulk metadata includes phone numbers, the time and duration of calls, nothing else. No content of any phone calls is collected, Mr. Rubio says. The government is not listening to your phone calls or recording them unless you are a terrorist or talking to a terrorist outside the United States. So let me ask you something. Marco Rubio is not telling us that the government is not listening to these phone calls. He is not telling us that the government is not recording them. As a matter of fact, he is telling us quite the opposite. He is telling us that bulk metadata collection does include the federal government listening to our phone conversations and recording our calls. We just have to be secure in the fact that they're not listening to us. Or should we be? Because remember, according to the Department of Homeland Security, a terrorist is someone who is a member of a group or an individual dedicated to single issues, such as opposition to abortion. Do you catch that? An individual who is in opposition to abortion or immigration. That means, by that definition, a majority of our pastors are terrorists in the eyes of the Department of Homeland Security. people who reject federal authority in favor of state or local authority. Hey, Michael Bolden, I'm with you, man, in the 10th Amendment Center. We're domestic terrorists in the eyes of the Department of Homeland Security. That means, according to Marco Rubio, because, you know, even though I don't wear a sheet, I do talk of individual liberties, states' rights, and how to make the world a better place. According to Marco Rubio, I can rest assured that the government is collecting my phone numbers, the time duration of my calls, and listening to my phone calls and recording them. And I should be okay with that. Now, Marco says, hey, despite, despite court rulings, this program has not been found unconstitutional, and the courts have not ordered a halt to the program. In fact, this program has been found legal and constitutional by at least 15 federal judges serving on the FISA court on 35 occasions, end quote. I can hardly get that statement out without laughing. Can you believe that? We're okay with this. Because federal judges on the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court have decided that it's okay that the federal government violate the Fourth Amendment. We're supposed to be okay because the Deputy Attorney General, James Cole, tells us that, hey, our courts that are established by our people and chosen by our people to operate under the qualification not of the Constitution, but under national security, they say this is okay. And according to Marco Rubio, that's just fine for him, too. So once again, Mr. Rubio's motto is, hey, we're doing this, but trust us. You know, the last time I read the Fourth Amendment, it said, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. No warrant shall issue but based upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. These FISA court rulings do not follow the Constitution. They're not even required to follow the Constitution. They're required to judge based on national security. How crazy is it that we have never found them unconstitutional in the FISA courts because the FISA courts don't have to be concerned about the Constitution? All they are concerned with is national security. If they were concerned about the Constitution, they would be concerned about probable cause. They would be concerned about that oath or affirmation, that understanding that this is required due process. These NSA warrants, they have no due process. As a matter of fact, they carry gag orders. And if you're served with one, and you tell somebody you've been served with one, even an attorney, you are charged with a federal crime and can be thrown into prison. How can anything like that, in our wildest of definitions, be constitutional? And yet, your presidential hopeful, Marco Rubio, says, hey, it's okay. You can trust us.
Chris Ann Hall Show. She's Liberty's lobbyist.
Oh, but Marco Rubio's statement gets even better. Okay, so let's just review. Bulk metadata includes phone numbers, time, duration of calls, nothing else unless you're a terrorist. And then if we deem you to be a terrorist, then we are admitting that we're listening to your calls and we are recording them. So this is not a discounting of listening and recording. This is an admission of listening and recording. And according to Marco Rubio, the definition of constitutional as to the reign and limits of the power of the federal government should be left to courts appointed by the federal government, operating on terms of national security and not on terms of the Fourth Amendment. Now listen to this. This is just awesome. Quote, "There is not a single documented case of abuse of this program. Internet search providers, internet-based email accounts, credit card companies, and membership discount cards used at the grocery store and all collect far more personal information on Americans than bulk metadata program," end quote. "There is not a single documented case of abuse of this program," end quote. Are you kidding me? Oh, we have a completely top secret program that no one can talk about, no one can know about. We can't tell you what we're doing. We can't identify publicly who these terrorists are. And we know in this completely top secret program where no one is allowed to talk about it, there's not a case of documented case of abuse. How do you have a documented case of abuse when the entire system is shrouded in such secrecy that nothing can be documented? And if it's documented, it can't be released. What a single, asinine, ridiculous statement. And we're supposed to be okay about this. There's not a single documented case of abuse of this program. Are we that Gruber? Marco Rubio thinks we're that Gruber. He absolutely does. And now, here comes the threat factor. This is so Alinsky. I think Marco Rubio has been trained, because this is so Alinsky. Listen to this next quote. Quote, "FBI Director James Comey warned last week that potentially thousands of terrorist sympathizers in the United States are being self-radicalized online by foreign terrorists associated with Islamic State who are urging them to conduct attacks against Americans in our cities and towns. Given these threats, now is not the time to end this program, which remains essential to our security. Congress has until the end of May to act before the current authorities expire. We must renew these authorities and provide those we charge with protecting us every tool they need to do so," end quote. This is just so offensive. I don't even know how a man like this can even consider himself in any way, shape, or form a patriot. These are not the words of a patriot. These are the words of a totalitarian dictator trying to make you feel good about the fact that the government knows best on how to rule and reign over you. I mean, listen to this. "We must renew these authorities and provide those we charge with protecting us every tool they need to do so." No. I don't need their protection. I don't need them to protect my security. I need them to protect my liberty. Let me protect my security on my own. Get out of my guns. Let me operate under my own personal protection. I don't need your protection of my life, my property. Your task is to protect my liberty. And liberty is not protected when its operation must be destroyed to do so. How is it that we have been operating under these potential threats? Name one terrorist act that has been stopped by these metadata collections. As a matter of fact, you can't name one. Because even in the most recent terrorist attack, they said, the FBI, has been watching these terrorists the whole time. Oh yeah, they've been engaging in bulk metadata collection. They've been engaging in surveillance. As a matter of fact, they've been engaging in conversations with these people. The Garland shooting was done by someone who was known by the FBI on a terrorist watch list, somebody they had been communicating with. Please tell me how this renewed authority over the violation of our liberty stopped what happened in Garland. It didn't. We knew who the people were in the Boston bombing. We were tracking them too. How did that stop that? No, Marco Rubio. What you are issuing in this statement is nothing but totalitarian propaganda. It is a bunch of lies meant to enslave the people and to make them feel okay about that. Mr. Rubio, you disgust me. Mr. Rubio, this is a lie. And you, sir, are a liar. And it's about time we woke up to really understanding what this secrecy does to America. You want to know who the terrorists are? Well, apparently, the terrorists are the families who live off the grid and homeschool their children and raise their children outside the system. They grow their own food and they raise their own food and they operate on their own because these are the terrorists that we have to have their children stolen. Are we listening to their phone conversations, Mr. Rubio? The rural Kentucky family who is in the center of a custody battle, not between parents, but between the parents and the government. The parents are not trying to get divorced and fighting over custody. They're fighting the government over the custody of their children. Why? Because they lived off-grid. Because they trained their children in the home and the way educated them the way they wanted to be educated, not through government-mandated propaganda schools. And the 10 children were seized from their parents following an anonymous tip that related to their style of off-grid living. And that's the secrecy that we need, so that we can rob our children, so that we can steal our children from their parents. You know what? I don't think so. I don't think so. This is not who America is supposed to be. This is not America wants to be. I want to read you something. Something a real president said. Something that we should be listening to and actually living by. Quote, see if you know who this was. The very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. We decided long ago that the dangers of excessive and unwarranted concealment of pertinent facts far outweigh the dangers which are cited to justify it. Even today, there is little value in opposing the threat of a closed society by imitating its arbitrary restrictions. Even today, there is little value in ensuring the survival of our nation if our traditions do not survive with it. And there is a very grave danger that an announced need for increased security will be seized upon by those anxious to expand its meaning to the very limits of official censorship and concealment. Listen to that. That is the words of a man concerned about liberty. He says, I do not intend to permit to the extent that it is in my control, and no official of my administration, whether his rank is high or low, civilian or military, should interpret my words here tonight as an excuse to censor the news, to stifle dissent, to cover up our mistakes, or to withhold from the press and the public the facts they deserve to know. Secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And that's what JFK said in 1961. I want to know why secrecy is not repugnant to Marco Rubio. I want to know why secrecy is not repugnant to Congress. I want to know why secrecy is not repugnant to the people who want to continue to engage in these secret surveillances. And we should be okay about that. Kennedy says, no president should fear public scrutiny of his program. Isn't that amazing? We're not supposed to fear scrutinizing our president, and our president should not try to stop us. Kennedy said, I not only could not stifle controversy among your readers, I welcome it. This administration intends to be candid about its errors. For a wise man once said, an error does not become a mistake until you refuse to correct it. And we intend to accept full responsibility for our errors, and we expect you to point them out when we miss them. Hey, Mr. Rubio, I am pointing out that Section 215 of the Patriot Act is an error. It is a gross and offensive error in the face of our Fourth Amendment. And I want you to correct it. And if you are not going to correct it, then you are not a wise man. Kennedy says, without debate, without criticism, no administration and no country can succeed and no republic can survive. These NSA bulk data collections, these FBI bulk data collections, are offensive because they allow the federal government to operate without debate and without criticism. And that's what Marco Rubio is saying. Do not criticize us for what we're doing. You must just allow us to do it. And here we are, in the face of real threat to our liberty from Marco Rubio, using the Alinsky fear factor to try to get us to trade our liberty for their power.
My right to tote the weapon of my choice. Don't censor my voice. Hate me if you won't, or love me if you can. If the truth is what you want, then you found your man. I ain't backing down, I ain't backing up. If you think like I think, then crack it on up.
I won't back up, I don't back down. I've been raised up to stand my ground. Take my job, but not my gun. Tax my tent till I ain't got none. You stand for the good Lord up above. I answer to no
Chris Ann Hall Show. She's Liberty's lobbyist.
I fully intend to sit down and write an open letter to Mr. Rubio based on this statement. I want you to watch my website today. I want you to watch my Facebook today. I want you to watch Twitter today and help me spread this message of Marco Rubio's professed tyranny against the liberty of the people. Today, our nation faces a greater threat of terrorist attack than any time since September 11th, 2001, and I will agree with that. And that terrorist attack comes from Marco Rubio. Because the destruction of our Constitution is a terrorist attack. The violation of our liberty by those using force and secrecy to do that is a terrorist threat. And according to JFK, secrecy is not a trait of liberty. The very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. That's exactly what these FISA courts are. Secret oaths and secret proceedings. A secret oath to national security and not to the Constitution of the United States. And secret proceedings that are guarded and shrouded by national security interests. Go look at these cases that Marco Rubio says not a single one has found them unconstitutional, and the courts have never ordered a halt to the program. Well, I guess with that kind of statement, all I need to do is find one court case, right? I just need one court case that proves that to be wrong. And I will show you the court ruling that we found out about on December 16th, 2013, where U.S. District Judge Richard Leon said the National Security Agency's bulk data collection of metadata violates privacy rights. his preliminary ruling, 5 plaintiff challenge, he said, that is unconstitutional. The plaintiffs in this case have also shown a strong likelihood of success on the merits of a 4th Amendment claim. As such, they have too adequately demonstrated irreparable injury. He rejected the government's argument that in 1979 provided a precedent for the constitutionality of collecting phone metadata, noting that public use of telephones had increased dramatically in the past 3 decades. He said, "This is a violation of the privacy rights under the U.S. Constitution and has failed to make us safer." We have now just disputed everything that Marco Rubio claims to be true. But he says, this program is found legal and constitutional by the FISA courts. The secret societies have deemed this to be constitutional. Who cares what our other judges say? Well, Marco Rubio, you are a liar. And it's about time the people start knowing that it's time for us to stand up for liberty and stand up against the tyranny that is taking us over. Let me mention to you the 4th Amendment again. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects shall not be violated, and no warrant shall issue but based upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, particularly describing the place to be searched or the persons or things to be seized. Can we please remember that the secrecy with which our government operates today should be repugnant in a free and open society, should be repugnant to the spirit of liberty, and should be repugnant to us who claim to be liberty-loving people. It's time for us to stand up and step out and say, hey, it's time to refuse to comply, and we will not support anyone who will support such secret societies. Thank you.